Funky.
Tech Radio Check.
Yo, what's good? It's your brother Breezy Brainstorm, and we here. We back. Episode 151 of the Hip Hop Riff of the Week. Yeah, we start a new era. It's supposedly the end of a pandemic. You know what I'm saying? Hope everybody's doing well, healthy out here. You know what I mean? You know, I had to step back, reassess everything, especially the riffs, because we hit 150 riffs. And I spent a lot of time analyzing. And guess what? Your boy got tabs. Well, I got some tabs. I'm going to work it out a little bit more throughout the year, but I transposed the first 20 of the original riffs of the week. And, you know, I'm getting my routine, my workflow together, so to speak, to get it all done for y'all. And I'm going to work something out. So, you know what I mean? So I can share it with everybody. That's number one. I just wanted to put that out there because I read all the comments. Yeah, a lot of people were asking, like, where the tabs at? Where the tabs? And I was against tabs, but now I'm a believer, because sometimes you just need a written, you know, something that you can go back to just to, you know, see all the songs that you've been learning. Because once you get to a certain point, it's like, all right, you can remember some of these, but 150's a lot. So we got that down. This week's riff is There's Something Going On, the intro to the Roots album, Do You Want More? This is in the key of E major. I have a few more things I do want to discuss, so stay tuned to the end of this video. There's a couple more things. For example, you see I got a new bass, and it's not your average bass. Stick to the end. Stay to the end? Stay to the end. And I'm going to break something down for y'all, because this actually got a lot to say, but I might break it into another video. Anyway, this week, 151, I'm excited to be back, as you can tell. We're doing this bass line in E major, and this song's fire. I love this album. I've done other songs from this album, and let's just get to it. I'm doing a lot of talking. Let's do some doing. The first note is E major. It's just E. It's in E major. But it's on the 7th, 6th fret. No, 3, 5, 7. Let's count our frets, guys. 7th fret, A string. Then we're going to go to the major 3rd on the next string, which is the D string. That's the 6th fret. That's G sharp. However, I'm going to start with my ring finger on E and use my middle finger to play the G sharp, because the next line is D, D sharp, E. So we went from D, this is on the A string, the 5th fret, 6th fret, 7th fret, chromatic. And from there, you're going to slide up and use your pinky to hit the B on the D string. Now that sets you up in the position that you normally use to play a major triad. This. So we're going to hit the pinky for the 5th and use the index finger for the 3rd, which is the G sharp, B, G sharp, E. Got that? So far, it goes like this. That's the riff. Well, it's half of the riff. It's only one minor alteration after we get past this. You do that once or twice, and then it skips the chromatic part. It goes to E, G sharp, just to D to E. So just catch the rhythm. Thank you. And that's the riff. Simple. We start the new year off nice and easy. We're going to work our way up because I got a lot more challenging hip hop riffs that I found, and they're heavy, but they're fun. So I got a method to the madness. You know what I mean? Now, what I wanted to say after Tabs was your boy got merch. The merch is coming real soon. You're going to see some of it in the next video. I appreciate everyone who supported for the 150 riffs. I've had some merch in the works for a while, and now it's time to drop some stuff because I've been dropping music, I've been dropping all types of things, but I'm trying to get into a flow since everyone got messed up over the pandemic as far as workflow wise and everything. So now it's time to get into a flow. We got the gear, we got everything we need to be great. Let's get it popping. Got some merch coming, so stay tuned. You can check the link in the bio actually and check it out for yourself. I have it on now. I'm not going to sit here and strip for y'all, but nice. I got some stuff on right now, but y'all check that link in the next video. Y'all see one of the pieces that I got dropping. One more thing I did want to say is your boy about to start live streaming, because what's going on, man? Like, I know y'all love these rips, but I'm not playing bass just to play bass. I am a producer and a composer, so I do make beats and compose a whole bunch of stuff. So I'm going to go live streaming and make some beats and instrumentals and play bass on them. So tune in for that. You know what I mean? Y'all are the community, y'all the squad. Shout out to all the subscribers. I've been getting subscribers every day since I stopped putting up videos. So now we're over 1,000 subscribers. We're going on 2,000 subscribers, and I appreciate and thank every single one of y'all for tuning in. And new people, welcome. Like, this is fire. Like, you are here on the journey of some hotness that's about to go on right now, because I have so many ideas. I finally got the gear to fulfill it. I got a lot of new toys I want to show when I get in this live stream. You know what I mean? I got y'all requests. If you have a request for a riff, the link is also below. The links are going to be below. There will be links below. You should check them every time you see a video, because, you know, just to stay in touch and see what's going on. Yeah, that's a thing. Do that and like and subscribe. I'm gonna catch y'all in the next one. In this new bass, it's a short scale bass. I was doing some research. I have a lot of reasons. If you know, you know. And it turned out to be a great thing. I'm gonna probably just do another video on why I got a short scale bass, because it's an interesting one. Yeah, so stay tuned. This is my baby. I haven't named her yet. But it's the wave. It's your brother Breezy Brainstorm. Thank you for tuning in for episode 151 of the Hip Hop Riff of the Week. It was There's Something Going On, because there surely is something going on, especially for this new year, new vibe, new times. Shout out to The Roots. This is one of my favorite albums. Yada, yada, yada. All the links are in the description. Tune in, stay tuned in, and let's get 2023 popping off correct. I'ma catch y'all. Peace. Talking now.